Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainus Daf Hey, and we will start a dollar on a base, a couple lines up from the bottom. I mentioned that we would start with the thought of the Chavetz Chaim from Parshas Ha'azinu, where the Chavetz Chaim discusses we know that the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, water is compared to Torah, and we've been talking about Geshem and Tal. And last year we had what happens if you said the wrong Askara. We said Geshem during the summer, or Tal during the winter. The Chavetz Chaim in Ha'azinu discusses the symbolism of Tal and Geshem. The Pasuk there says, the beginning of Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu Hashemayim v'adaber v'sishma ha'aretz imrei fi. Hashem says, listen, you know, heavens and earth, imrei fi, which is Hashem's words, which is the Torah. Ya'arov ka'matar l'chi tizal katal imrasi. So Matar and Tal are both mentioned in the beginning of Ha'azinu. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Ha'torah shebechsav hi b'b'chinas shamayim. Torah Shebalpeh, Bebchinas Aretz. Torah Shebechsav comes from up above. Ha'azinu Hashamayim. And then Tishba Ha'aretz, that's Torah Shebalpeh. That comes from us. Harishona, the first one, that means Torah Shebechsav is compared to Matar, compared to rain. Klomar, Kishem, why is Torah Shebechsav like rain? Rain is a finite number of drops. We can't count them, we're human beings, but it's finite. Klomar, kashem sheish mispar letipos hamatar, v'yafim kachol yirbun, avo misug bali mispar hema. It is countable, because if you would have a barrel that could cover the whole earth and catch the raindrops, you'd be able to count them. Like Torah Shebechsav is finite. He halo efshar lispar mispar tipos sheeshtam b'kos melei amayim, ulahachpil lefi acheshba mispar tipos shebekad v'alchavis. V'chein efshar lispar mitzvos Torah Shebechsav. Chamishi chumshin, ramach mitzvah zaseh, shasa mitzvah lo zaseh, ulam Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is like tal. Tisal katal imrasi. Tal, you can't count tal. Tal just appears. You go out in the morning, there's moisture there. Hatala yored me'ashamayim ala aretz, mispazer al pnei adama, v'lo yimar v'lo yisafer. It's not countable. Hello, ein atal yachol lehischalik lechalakim. You can't split up tal. Shiachol lehmshe mispar. Rakush echad, it's just there. Hamishave abnam mechalakim takim and atakim, but it's not within the types of items that can be counted. That's geshem and tal. That's what he says. That's the parallel of the beginning of the pasuk. Shamayim comes first, and then aretz. That's Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and that's the next pasuk, matar and tal. So he says that's so too. Torah Shebalpeh is like tal. Ein aroch ve'ein mispar, ein gvul ve'ein katzavla. There's nothing limited. So he says if this is all true, one would have thought that if somebody studies Torah, you know, first do what's finite, what you could do, what you could accomplish and finish, and then get to what's infinite. He says, but Lebzmanazeh, says the Chavetz Chaim 100 years ago, it's just the opposite. V'yim kein hadavar, halohaisa shuras hadin nosanas, I would have thought, shetzrichim hayinu lios b'kiyim heite b'Torah Shebechsav. We would be experts in Torah Shebechsav and Tanakh, because after all, that's smaller, that's finite. Sheish lo gvul v'kitzva, avalo b'Torah Shebalpeh, shein erach l'gobla. Torah Shebalpeh is infinite. L'arka l'rechma u'be'emes nafochu adavar. And really nowadays, says the Chavetz Chaim, it's exactly the opposite. With Torah Shebalpeh, we have Yishlanu Baruch Hashem lomdim muflagim, b'kiyim v'charifim, nihirim lem shmilei d'shnei talmudim ba'al Yerushalmi. Hey Tev, there are those that are experts in everything, every Bavli Yerushalmi, Ksos, Nesivis, everything. Ulu mazeh b'Torah Shebechsav, we don't have anybody who could translate a pasuk properly, right? Quote a pasuk from Yeshayo. Like, what is that? The Kamapamar Chazal. You look in, even in Chazal mentioned ideas like this. He says the motivation for us has to be not that we should not study Torah Shebalpeh. He says Bavli Yerushalmi, but we have to do our best to also study. And maybe look at it as an ikker, Torah Shebechsav, because that's like the Geshem, that's finite, and we could accomplish it. Okay, so that's Tal and Matar, relating to the Chavetz Chaim in Ha'azinu. Now we continue, five lines up from the bottom on Dalet Amabez in Tainus. So we are discussing, how much is, Revia. Remember we mentioned in the Mishnah on yesterday's Daf, what are the three Shitas in the Tanoim, what are the times that we start asking for rain? After which, if the rain has not come after these three times, that's when the process starts with the fasting. So we had the first opinion. First opinion was Rabbi Meir, 3-7-17. Those are the three times in Cheshvan. The third of Cheshvan, the seventh of Cheshvan, and the 17th. Rabbi Yehuda, 7, 17, 23. Rabbi Yosa, 17, 23, and 30, which is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The three different, sets of when the days, are, when it's supposed to be rain. Then we spoke, yesterday also, if there was a, lack of rain, Atziris Kishamim, and then, there was a rain. So what bracha do you say? Hatova hametiv. Do you have the special bracha? So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Levi, Hamayim al yonim zacharim v'atachtonim nekevis. The upper waters, we mentioned that once the upper waters come, once it rains, there's moisture that is moved even underneath. There's a connection between the upper waters and the lower waters. And when the upper waters moves, then the lower waters also start coming up to the surface. And there's moisture from the inside of the earth. That's what the Gemara just said. So Rabbi Levi says the Mayim al Yonim is considered male, the Tachtonim are considered female. Matam, and therefore it's as if the upper waters go into the lower waters, like a male into a female. Matam, Tiftach Aretz v'yifru yesha. The land opens and yifru and multiplies and brings salvation. Tiftach Aretz. Kinekeva hazos shiposachas levani azachar, like the land receives the rain from above, like a woman receives a male. Vayifru yesha zepir yevarivya, like puravu, right? There's salvation, just like there's a puravu in humans. There's salvation in puravu, and there's growth and blossoming in the ground. See, the Karmada Eda says matzmichim umolidim es haaretz, right? It causes it to grow. It causes it to produce. The next part of the pasuk, that's rain. I created it to complete the world. This is the rain. Rabbi Acha v'tani lo b'shem Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. V'lamanik reshma revia. Why is the rain even called a revia? Revia means a penetration. Revia means to go in. Shehi rovas is aretz, because the earth, the rain penetrates into the earth. So we have the upper waters and the lower waters. There are numerous midrashim about the upper waters and the lower waters, right? We have the water that's up that, the rain comes from, even though we know there's the rain, it's the ocean, and then it goes up and it evaporates and the whole cycle, but we'll call all of that the upper waters. And then we have the lower waters. There's the rain and then there's the, lower waters. If you look at Rebbeinu Bachai in Vayikra, Rebbeinu Vayikra quotes Midrashim on the pasuk of salting karbanos. Bamelach Timlach, Perak Beis, Perak Gimel Halacha, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Bamelach Timlach. So there he quotes numerous pshatim in terms of the importance of salt on the karbanos. And then we know there's the Ramah quotes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes salt on our table. So v'aderech hapshat. So first he quotes the Sefer Achinuch. Why do you have salt? Because salt made things tasty, and you don't want the karbanos to be bland, without taste. So we put salt on our karbanos, lim to Torah derech eret, de malchusa, de rakia, kein malchusa, de ara. V'tam ha-melech ha-karbanos, l'vishlo yia derech kavod, be-karban Hashem, she-yitofel, mi-beli melech. Number one, then he quotes the Chiddush, and then he quotes the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, in Mordechai Vuchim, that you would, as you would have thought, why salt? Because the over the Avodah Zarah did not put salt in their sacrifices. So we dafka put salt, as the Rambam writes often in Mordechai Vuchim, mitzvahs anti-Avodah Zarah. They don't use salt, and we dafka use salt. Then he quotes from the Medrash. Bris krusa lamelach b'sheishes yimei breishes. Hashem promised. Hashem made a covenant with the salt from Maisa Breishes. Shehuvtachu mayim atachtonim likare b'melach v'nisach hamayim b'chag. Because, as we're talking about the upper waters and lower waters here, when Hashem split the waters in Maisa Breishes, put some up above and some below, the lower waters were a little upset. Well, I'm going to be all the way down here, and I'm not going to be close to the Kisei HaKavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all the way up there, and I'm down here. That's not fair. So what does Hashem have? Hashem had to make a promise. Don't worry, there'll be a time where you will be sanctified and you will be used, and the whole world will be focused on you. And that is salt on the karbanos and water nisach hamayim on sukkos. That's the Medrash. That's the Bris Krusa. Likar b'melach v'yizach mayim b'chag. V'chein arba b'medrash. Mayim atachtonim nikru mayim bochim. The lower waters are called the crying waters. V'lam nikru shmo mayim bochim. Ki b'sha shachilek HaKadosh Baruch Hu esa mayim. Nasan elu lamala v'elu lamata. Hizchilu mayim atachtonim bochim. They started to cry. So they said, Oy lanu shalo zachinu lalos lamala lios krovin liotzreinu. Woe to us that we're not close to our Creator. Ma'asu he'izu p'neim u'baku to'omozu b'kshu lalos ha'chagar b'na kadosh baruch hu. Every time you see the ocean and the waves lapping up and on the shore, it's as if the water is trying to cover the earth because it's still upset that Hashem puts a guard. Hashem, like we say in Baruch Hinafshi, Hashem puts a gvul by the water so it doesn't cover the earth. And Hashem holds it back. And but Hashem says to them, Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ho v'lechvodi asitan kol kach, Ein lan rishus l'mayim al yodim lomar shira, Asher yitzlu rishus michem. Shenemar mikolos v'ayim ram adirim, Mishperei yam, v'mahim omrim, Adir b'marom Hashem. So they have to ask rishus from the lower waters. V'lo od el shasitan otem likar v'agamayim mizbeach, v'melach v'nisuch hamayim. Okay, one of the midrashim about the upper waters and lower waters. Again, what are exactly the upper waters and lower waters? You might say the upper waters are the waters that we can't even see. They're above Shamayim. 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 And everything that we have today, the rain and the ocean, that's all called the lower waters. Maybe. But again, according to the upper and the lower usage that we just had, the rain is the upper waters and the lower waters are in the belly of the earth. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Baryaka. B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Shor Shechita Bokin Ba'aretz Chamishim Ama. The roots of the wheat sink into the ground very deep, 50 amas. Shor Sheteina Rachin Bokin Betzur. The roots of the figs could even get through rock or go around rock to be able to get to the earth underneath. We're going to go the five lines from now. There's a brisa. That line should be here. So skip five lines for a minute. Tani, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Melameid She'ena Aretzosa Ela Lafi Chisuma. There's a brisa, Rav Shimon Elazar says, that the water stays at the surface of the ground. Lafi Chisuma, where it's Chasum. Now go back to what we skipped. Im Kain, Mayasu Shar Shechara V'Shar Shishikma. If the water stays at the surface, what do you do with these roots that go very deep? If the rainwater stays at the surface, so how do the roots that go very deep, how do they get moisture? Rabbi Chanina, once a month, Hashem makes the waters all the way down deep in the earth come up and water the roots that are very deep. What's the source for this? So he quotes a pasuk in Shayo, Ani Hashem Notra, I am Hashem who guards it, Lirigaim Ashkena. Right? Once in a while, Lirigaim Ashkena, I will water it. Good. So that's a remez to that. Tani, getting back to the dates of the rain, if the year is chaser, what does that mean? If, right, what month are we talking about? We're talking about Cheshvan. That's when the rains are going to start. That's when you start davening for rain. If it's a chaser, that means what if the previous month, Tishrei, was chaser? If Tishrei only had 29 days, right, we had earlier that generally Elul and Adar, right, we always knew exactly how, you know, when the, how many days we're going to have in those months, but now we're told we have that at the end of Rosh Hashanah. But now, what happens if Tishrei was chaser, then you bump it off one day later, right? If only at 29 days, then you're not going to start with the asking for rain on day 3 and day 7, according to your mayor, according to your Gamliel, Noson Lachesrona, then you give it, its chisaron, and therefore you start a day later. When you start asking for rain is the fourth of Cheshvan, according to Rabbi Meir, instead of the third. The eighth of Cheshvan, according to Rabbi Gamliel, instead of the seventh. You push it a day later because, right, you had one less day in Tishrei. V'im lav, and if you didn't have chaser, it was regular male. Hochanachar sidra divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Then you go after, what we have, and that is the third and the seventh, etc. By the way, in the last year, I might have said the wrong day. I remember December 4th or 5th, right? I might have said 3rd and 4th. I meant 4th and 5th, but, realize that afterwards. Rabbi Omer, La'olam Hochanachar Sidra. Rabbi says, no, it doesn't matter if Tishrei is Chaser. You always start on the third day of Cheshvan, on the seventh day of Cheshvan. You always start on those days. Remember, we start the seventh day of Cheshvan. Im Haisa Shana Mu'baras. What if the year is Mu'ubar? The year is Mu'ubar. You're in Cheshvan. What do you mean the year is Mu'ubar? What if Bezdin, right after Rosh Hashanah, realizes They could already see the crops. They could already see issues. They already say that there's going to be two others in a few months from now. They already can figure it out. Right? Usually, it's only done later. When you get closer to see if you need an extra month before Pesach. But what if they already can see? In Ma'isa Hashanah Mu'beres, right? The Karban Eda says that She'ibru Hashanah Achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad. Right? They already decided there's going to be another Adar. So then, Holchin Achar Ibura. Then you go after the Ibur. What does that mean? You keep asking for rain, right? A month later, right? You keep asking for rain. You don't stop. Where, you know, you say you're supposed to stop at a certain date. No, you keep going a month later. Holchan achar ibura, meaning it moves based on, you keep going into the second adar. Michla v'shasid Rebbe, one second. So is Rebbe Shita consistent? Tamanu omar achar sidra. First Rebbe said, right, Rebbe omer holchan achar sidra, that it doesn't matter if the previous month has 30 or 29. You always go, it's kavua. Doesn't move. The third of the Cheshvan, the seventh of Cheshvan. And then he says, when there's an extra month, then it does move. The Ko'ahu Amar Achri Bura, you add on, you go into an extra month. So Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak, Mati Babshe, Rabbi Yochanan, Lisof Nitzracha. What does that mean? Every Mefarish on the page gives another pshat. What does it mean, Lisof Nitzracha? So we'll go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat. Lisof Nitzracha. No, really says, Rebbe says, starting to ask for rain doesn't move. Doesn't matter if Tishrei had 29 days, 30 days. You always start on the third day of Cheshvan, according to Rabbi Meir, on the seventh day of Cheshvan, according to Rabbi Gamliel. What does he mean by the, if they add on a month? That's lebasof. What does that mean? Look at Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Holchanachar ibura da'amar le'inyan afsaka, as we already alluded to it. That's talking about when you stop asking for rain. Shelo tema mafsikin lish'ol betesva ba'adar me'achar she'ibru es hashana. Don't say, well, when are we supposed to stop asking for rain? Pesach. Right, Tesvav Nisan. But wait a minute. If you're Ma'aber the Shana, maybe you should stop asking for rain on Tesvav Adar Sheni. Right? Because that's already, you know, the length of time that you ask for rain. That's what I say. No, no. You go, you ask all the way until Nisan. Elohochad Achari Buru Mafsikad B'Tesvav B'Nisan. Meaning, so Rebbe says, starting to ask, that never moves. How long you ask? Pesach. That's what it means. L'Besof Nitzrachah. You don't stop earlier, even though you had that amount of months asking for rain. Period. So the previous Mishnah had the date. So Higia L'Shiva Asar B'Mar Cheshvan. What if you reach the 17th day of Cheshvan? Right, next Mishnah, Allah Chadalim. 17th day of Cheshvan was the third stop according to Rabbi Meir. Right, Rabbi Meir says 3, 7, 17. So what happens if you reach the third day when it was supposed to start raining and it hadn't started raining yet? Higia Shiva Asar B'Mar Cheshvan V'Alon Yardu G'Shamim Ischilu Ha'Yechid Emisanim. So that's when individuals start fasting. It is what we would call a lenient fast day, meaning it does not start the night before. Can eat and drink all the way till the morning. And there's no Isser Malacha on that day. And all the other inuyim are also mutter, right? Washing and anointing and shoes and tashamita, that is all still allowed. You start fasting. And how long you would just fast straight? So as we know, Monday, Thursdays. Monday, Thursday. When does that come from? So that's what Chazal say. If you look in Tosfos and Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, so it's at the end of Meruba. That's the Amud in the Bavli in Meruba that discusses the 10 Takanas of Ezra HaSofer. Right? One of them being that you lane every 3 days, at least every 3 days. Well, it started off with Moshe and Ezra was Mashlim Takana, but you never go 3 days without hearing the Torah. Right, that's the Chazal. Vayelchu shloshas yamin b'midbar v'lo matzu mayim. Darshi v'shumos amru ein mayim el Torah. They went 3 days in the midbar, they couldn't find water. Shenamar l'chaytzvav kosev l'chol mayim. What do you mean they couldn't find water? They couldn't find Torah. Kivach alchu shloshas yamin below Torah, nil'u. Once they went 3 days without Torah, they became weary. And we talked about in the past, the unbelievable Diak of Rav Soloveitchik. They didn't even get the Torah yet. This was in Mara. What were they thirsty for? They had this thirst for Torah, even though they didn't get the Torah yet. Amazing. Amdu Nevi'im Shemeneim V'tiklu Lev Sheikorim B'Shabbos U'Mafsikim Becha B'Shabbos V'Korim B'Sheni Mafsikim B'Shlish Revi V'Korim B'Chamishi. So Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. Tosfos there wonders, why Dafka Monday, Thursday, Shabbos? Right? Why is that? Maybe you could have had, I don't know, Monday, Friday, Shabbos, two in a row. But why Dafka? So says Tosas, no. Mondays and Thursdays is a special time of tefillah and rachamim. V'yim tamar yastosos. Ma'i shtesh adiknu sheni v'chamishi. V'yei shlomim shem da'omar b'medrish. Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom olav ha'chamishi. L'kabal luchos achronos. When Moshe went to get the luchos shnios, it was a Thursday. V'yarad, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down 40 days later on from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur on a Monday. So the luchos shnios were bookmarked by Thursday and Monday. So those are dafka days of Eis Ratzon. That's why we know Bizman, the days of the Talmud, Bezdin, sat on Mondays and Thursdays. That's why we have Vehu Rachum. We have the longer Tachnun on a Mondays and Thursdays, because these are days of Eis Ratzon, the days of Kabbalah's Tfilas. V'nisratza lo amakom, l'fisha Eis Ratzon, ba'osa aliyah v'yirida, kavu b'sheni v'chamishi. V'lakach nami nagu l'hisanos b'beis v'hei. That's why Tosfos says, the minhag is to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. V'yaf al pi she'ola b'ashkama, k'dechsev aliz v'aboker, she'dome she'kol aliyahs hayu b'aboker, v'lo b'layla, v'lo tipsa ki'im mem yom chaserim layla echad, ein la'ak b'vakach. Okay, and he continues. That's where Mondays and Thursdays come from. The Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a Thursday. Rosh Chodesh Elul was on a Thursday, and Yom Kippur was on a Monday. And that's why also these fastings are Mondays and Thursdays. Good. Says the Gemara. Elu ena yechidim. Who are these yechidim that fast? Elu shehein mispan parnasam al tzibur. Leaders of the congregation. Mikivishu mispan parnasam al tzibur mispan al venena. Well, just because you're a leader of the congregation, you all of a sudden have connections upstairs. Right, your tefillahs are going to be answered. You're the one that fasts for the rain. The Gemara says, yeah. El mikivachu mismana parnas al tzibur. Once you're a leader, v'nipsa neman, and you are trustworthy and you're honest, kedaihu matzlayu misanya. So kedai, it's appropriate for you to daven and fast because you have the schus of the tzibur. There are many sources that relate to rabim tzrichim lo. The schus of the tzibur, you know, those are the people that have the weight of the tzibur on them. Those are the ones that Hashem will listen to. There is, if you look in the end of every Masechta, right after the Masechta, there's Piskei Tosfos, before the Rush. There's Piskei Tosfos, which are summaries of different halachas that come out of Tosfos. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos here, Os Yud Beis in our parak, Yerushalmi, Parnas Be'inan Ne'eman V'chashuv V'shehitzila Mishum Gzera. A leader is an, if he's honest and he's chashuv, and he could save them from gzeira. So the leaders have to be a neman, and if they're nemans, then they have special responsibility to daven. So here we go. Chad Barnash, five stories. That's the rest of the daf today. Five stories of people davening on behalf of the tzibur. Chad Barnash, Mathik, Masroi, Kitiknon. One person used to take off his maestros properly. He used to give maestros properly. Amalei Bimana, Rimana said to him, Kum Amor. So you're appropriate. You say, Biarti Yakodesh Ben Abayas, right? Quote Vidu Maestros, because what is the end of that pasuk? Right? The Karbonator quotes it, Hashkifa Mimon Kotcha Chamina Shemayim. Because there in the Torah, you have somebody who properly is Mavrashu was a maestros, gets to ask Hashem for a bracha. Hashkifa Mimon Kotcha Chamina Shemayim, bring us the rain. Number one. Number two, Chad Barnash Osagabe, Chad Min Krevi Dir Abyanai. Somebody once came to the relative of Rabbi Yanai. Amarle Rebbe, Zakeimi, merit with me. What is Zakeimi? Basically, it's a nice way to ask for staka, right? You want a schus, you know, Zakeimi. I'm helping you out here, right? That relates to the Chazal, that's in the Medrash, and the Rishonim quoted. Yoser, I'll read it to you, Rabbi Bachai, in the Karakemach, quotes the Medrash. Yoser, kama gadol atoeles, shemagia el ha'asher min ha'ani, Kishinosin lot staka. How much does the usher get from the ani? Yoser mina toela shemegi alani mina usher. More than the ani gets from the usher. Ki toela sa ani ema usher enu ela b'shashu over zmano b'chayi olam hazeh. Avol toela sa usher zochel chayi olam haba. Right, the giver gets a lot more than the receiver, and that's what he's saying here. Zakei me, you know, you want to give me a schus? You want a schus? Give me some money. Amar lei v'lo havi lavuch pritin. Didn't your father have plenty of money? What do you mean? Amar Lei Lo, he says, no. Amar Lei, he says, Gabayin Mefaktin, I have a bunch of money of his that I'm holding. What are you talking about? Amar Lei, Shamas Alei Adinin Sarkin. I heard that it's stolen money. I don't want to touch it. Right? You might have said, like, why didn't the guy just give it to him? Right? But he says, I heard it's stolen. Amar Lei, he says, wow, you are so honest that, you know, even if it's money that nobody would have known about, Kadat Maslaya Misanya. Could you please daven and fast for us so that you can get some rain? Story number two. Story number three. Ischami l'Rabbanan. It was seen to the Rabbanan. What does that mean? Karban Eda. Nira l'chachamim b'chalom. All the rabbis had a dream that plan chamra yatzli u'mitra nachis. A certain donkey driver would be davening and then the rain would come. Okay, so they all said, wow, they all woke up and they said, did you have that dream? You have that dream? They all realized that there was this, they all had the same dream. So they sent for the donkey driver. Shalchan Rabbanan Vaisune. So they sent to the, for the donkey driver and they brought him. Amran Le, Ma'umnech, they said to him, Nu, what do you do? Amarlon, Chamarana, I'm a donkey driver. Amran Le, Umativo Adis. You do any mitzvahs lately? You do anything special that, you know, might be out of the ordinary? Amar Loni says, well, I could think of one thing. Chad Zman Ogris Chamri L'chad Isa. One time I hired and rented out my donkey to a certain woman. Remember, Isa is Itza. Isa. Vahavis Bachya goes to Isratya, and she was crying. Isratya is the road. She was crying on the road. Va'amrisla Malik, and I said, what's the matter? Amar Le, she said, Ba'ala de Itza, the husband of that woman, meaning my husband. Chavish, he was captured. And he's in jail. Vana boy mechme, and I'm trying to see ma mevid. What could I do? Umafnine, right? And I wanted to see what could I do to get him some money. And she was implying that what she was going to do was she was going to hire herself out to be able to make some money in an inappropriate znus way. So vizavnis chamri. So the guy says that, you know what? I sold my donkey. V'yavis la timite, and I brought her the money. I brought her the money from the donkey, va'amrislan. I said to her, halech, here, take the money. Take the money. Pani ba'alech. Go free your husband, votechdi, and don't sin. So he gave up his parnasa in order to save this woman who was going to sin in order to free her husband. Amrin leis, the rabbi say, kedayat matzlayim misanya. No, go daven and fast for us. We elect you. We elect you. Or Rabbi Kodesh Baruch already sent them the dream. Number three. Number four. Fourth story. Ischami l'Rebbe Avohu. Rebbe Avohu sees in a dream, Pentakaka. Pentakaka was somebody's name. What's Pentakaka? We know Pent means five, right? Pentecost, so after 5 weeks, and Pentateuch. So here it is, Pent. Pent is five, right? A pentagon. So Pentataka was somebody's name, Yatzli. Pentataka should Davin, Vasi Mitchell means gonna come. Shalach Rabbi Avo, Vaisine. They brought Pentataka, and they brought Amarle, my umnach. He said, Nu, what do you do? Amarle, Chamesh Avir and Hahu Gavra Ovid B'chol Yom. I do five Averis every day. That's why his name was Pentakaka, right? Because he did five Averis every day. Mogir, what is a Nisa? What does he do? He hires out Zonos, Mishaper Tatrom. He cleans out their theater where they entertain. Meal Maneo Labane, I bring their clothing to the laundromat. Mitapech Umarakid Kadameon, I entertain them, I dance in front of them. Makish Bibabulaya Kadameon, I play a musical instrument. He's involved in all of this, unbecoming behavior, one might say. Five Averis. Amar Le, Rabbi Avohu says, there's gotta be something here. Umatibu Avdis, you do anything good? Right? You have any zechuyos on your side? Amar Le says, okay, I'll tell you. Chadzman Avis Ahu Gavra. One time, Mishaper Tatron. One time, there was a man who is Mishaper Tatron, right? He was in the, he was cleaning and, right? See the Karban Eda. Mitakin Makom Aschoku Moshav Leitzim. He was cleaning out the area where they were going to entertain. Asis Chada Isa. There was a certain woman that came. Vakamis La. I'm sorry, whoever he was. Not somebody else. He was cleaning it out, and a woman came. Vakamis La Chori Amuda. And she was standing behind a pillar. Bachi, she was crying. Like she wasn't, looked like she didn't really want to be there. But she was crying. Va'amis La Malech. And I said to her, Nu, what's the matter? Va'amar La. She gave the same story. Bala Dehi Itza Chavish. My husband is in jail. Va'ana Ba'al Mechme Ma Mevid. And I need to make some money to be able to get him out. Umafnina, and get him out. Vizavnis, and what happens? This man said, Vizavnis Arsi, Upros Arsi, I sold my bed and the linens from my bed. Vyavis Leitimise, and I gave it to her. Vyamrisla, I said, Halak Pani Balech Velotechti. Here, take this money and don't sin and free your husband. Amarle, so again, Rabbi Avo says, Oh, Kedai Ad Matzlai Mizanya. You are somebody who, we want to daven for us, and and fast, and then you'll bring the rain. The Mefarshim in the back wonder, this is the Gadol Ador. This is somebody who spends his whole day doing these Averis and all of a sudden. So if you look, I saw a number of the Mefarshim try to, figure out exactly what's going on. If you look in L'chaim b'Yerushalayim, Zeh ha'maisa zor ma'od, the Yismach Rabbi Yavo al Chalom, Livchar b'Isha Ziachalov, al Hey Averis, I over b'chol yom. This Pentakaka, he's going to be the one. He does five Averis every day. Even though we know, Yesh Kone B'Olam B'Sha'achas, even though, I think Merah Blazer Bender Dayan, the executioner, those Gemaras, and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yuzayin, Daf Yuches, who Beino Levein Atzmo, Lolios Shlicha De Tzibura Based Sarah Delesi Mitra. You want to say he's a Baal Tshuva? Okay, but he's going to be the Shliach Tzibur to bring rain. He says, Ayin Sefer Shivchei Baal Shem Tov. Nidan Karav Lazeh. He says, unless you say it was about the Tshuva Shlema that he just did. Maybe at this moment he was turning around his life. The Chazar B'Tshuva Shlema Ideizeh. For Rabbi Yavo Razeh Nami B'Chalomo. Rabbi Yavo saw all of this in his dream. Umitoch She Tshuva Me'ava. Nasas Lo Kizuchuyos. V'Kore L'cha Shem. Di'ikayim Chamishichum She Torah. V'Nefach Mir Alatova. V'Chazar B'Lai Tshuva Omdim. K'dayhul Ispalo. Maybe. That's what the L'chaim B'Yerushalayim says. That's what the Minchas Elazar says. Unless this is the source for those Baal Shem Tov stories. You know, the sinner that has a, there's one zechus, he looks like a sinner, he doesn't really do this. He says, Elu, im shamanu ke'ein elu b'shem rabbeinu abal shem tov zichro yogen aleinu v'tamidav, shekira anashem ke'elu shayim mochzokim la'ame ha'aretz, ho'y tzadikim nistarim, upalu berchasam atilasam, hey nemes, shemachzikam avolo over averas chamuras, if he's mamish abal avera, it's not just looks like it, so, the Minchas Elazar just ends off, Hashem Yo'er Einai B'Torah Soba V'Adoso B'Emes. I can't imagine that the Gemara is quoting a Baal Shem Tov legend here. So I'll just leave it B'Tzarachian. Okay, this was story number 4. Now we're up to story number 5. Let's just start. This story, there's a parallel, exactly the same story in the Bavli. In Tainus around about Abba Chilkiah, the son of Chonim Agel. Same kind of story. Let's just read the beginning of it. Right? The Rabbanan saw that the chassid of Kfar Imi would daven, and then it would rain. So they went to find him. They went to find the chassid of Kfar Imi. His wife said, no, he's in the field. He's in the mountains. He's working. They went to find him. They said, hi. And he didn't answer them. He's working. He stops to eat lunch. He doesn't offer them any food. When he was finished to go home, avad chad movil to kisin, he took a pile of wood, the yov gulsa marom muvle. He put his cloak on top of the wood instead of under the wood to protect his shoulder. Ova amar lebnei baise. He goes home and he says, ilan rabban and hacha, boy nitzle v'yechas mitra. I know these rabbis are here because they want us to daven for rain. Vin ana matzli matranachis. If I daven for rain and rain comes, ganayu lahon. It's like embarrassing for them that they couldn't daven for the rain. Vin lo, and if I don't daven, chil Hashem hashemayimu. It's a chil Hashem. So ella I see anavat v'netzak nitzli. Let's go upstairs and daven for rain, and they won't without them even asking. Inachas mitra anan. If rain comes, anan amrin lon kfar daven shmai nisin. If rain comes, they'll come down and they'll say, what do you need me for? It already rained. Hashem already did miracles for you. Vin lo, and if not, on an amr loan, less on a kedai, maslayu misanya. And if not, we'll say, what are you coming for us for? We are not roy to be able to daven and fast. The salkim, itzalim, nachas mitra, they went, and it rained. They went up a daven, it rained. Nachas lagabon, they came down, amr loan, they said, la matri fin rabban alahacha yomadein. Now, why are you here today? Amr loan, they said, boy titzli, v'yechas mitra. We need you to come daven for rain. Amar lo, he says to them, you need me to daven? Don't worry, Hashem already answered your prayers. You don't need me. So they're about to ask him about all his strange behavior, but we will have to stop there and continue next time.